Welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. Today is April 26th. It's Friday, and Sunday is coming. I'm Erin Pacheco, the Director of Worship here at Elmhurst CRC. We've been reflecting on this story of Jesus and the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and how, after they recognize who he is, and after that bizarre moment where he just disappears, they talk about this experience of having their hearts burning within them. It's like this aha moment. That's why I felt so moved around this guy. It was Jesus with us the whole time. It reminds me of John Wesley, who describes his conversion as a moment where his heart was strangely warmed. I think a lot about emotions in worship. Maybe because music can be such a powerful emotional experience. Sometimes we find ourselves experiencing an emotional high. Like the disciples in the story, we find our hearts burning within us. Maybe our hands are raised, or our eyes quietly fill with tears, or our voice chokes on a particular word or phrase. Because emotions are so powerful, sometimes we crave that experience or even equate it with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we feel disappointed when we don't feel anything in worship, like our worship fell flat or like God didn't show up to meet us there. I like what Pastor Greg said yesterday about how fleeting spiritual and emotional highs can be, but how when they show up kind of as a gift to us, they can prompt us toward action or conversion or some kind of renewal. Maybe the key is just opening our hearts to God and being okay with whenever and however he moves and being committed to following where he leads. Psalm 139 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." It's the same idea expressed in this prayer that I love from the Book of Common Prayer. And as I pray these words, I invite you to make this your prayer for today. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.